Hey, hey, listeners. Welcome back to Talk All Day with Miss Balde. Today, we're kicking off the start of season two, and the theme for this season is going to be story time. So, for my listeners who have been here, welcome back. And if you're new to this, welcome. I'm happy to have you. Let's get right to it. Growing up, I've always seen myself as different. Different in a sense of not really knowing where I belong or who I was. It's crazy to me because I've been in this body and in this mind since the day I came out of my mom's womb. But I find myself in random states of not knowing myself. Looking at my own reflection in the mirror and constantly questioning who I am or where my life is heading. I've never been the type of person to grow up picturing my dream wedding. I don't have a dream car or a dream career. But more importantly, I can't picture my future multiple years down the road. So, when I come across people who have these visions, dreams, and carved out lives, I find myself becoming fond of them. It intrigues me because it makes me wonder why my mind doesn't work like that. Yes, of course, there's always room for improvement. I wholeheartedly agree with that. But I don't find myself becoming green with envy for these people. And I don't know if that's because we as individuals are all different and we work at our own paces, or if it's because I'm scared. Scared because if I have these dreams or visions for my life, it almost feels constricting. Like, if I don't meet these goals, get my dream car, have the perfect wedding, or work in a promising career, it's as if I failed to live up to my own expectations. It's like I didn't make it in life the way that I had planned, and that's a feeling I don't really want to bring upon myself. Now, I know that life is unpredictable, and I know that even when you have everything planned out, it rarely ever goes accordingly. But at least you have a base to bring yourself back to, a starting point. Now I'm speaking for myself personally, so if you're listening and you are that person that has their life mapped out, I'm giving all props to you. That's beautiful, and you should be so damn proud of yourself. I think the reason I've struggled so much with this is because I'm naturally a very indecisive person. Ask my family, friends, even past lovers. They all know. But I am proud to say that it's something I'm endlessly working on. Being indecisive comes with many challenges on its own, beyond not knowing what I want to eat or do for the day. I'm a go-with-the-flow kind of person, and I love spontaneity. So when I was in groups of people, it became easy to blend into the background noise, never voicing my opinions, thoughts, or feelings, because to me it didn't matter. This is where I became lost within myself. I had a mind racing full of ideas and thoughts and a heart full of emotions, but I had taught myself to keep them quiet. This led to me finding myself in toxic relationships and friendships. I would let people just walk all over me because I hadn't found my voice yet. So I let them say what they wanted. I let them do what they thought was right or best. I never put my foot down or stood up for myself. I had gotten to a point where I was questioning my every thought and move. I was made to feel small, weak, and wrong. Like nothing I did was ever enough. In high school, I became involved with someone who proved to be one of the most toxic, manipulative, and mentally abusive people I've ever allowed in my life. I was young and thought that I didn't know any better. But I did. I don't need to go into the tragic details of that relationship, but I want you guys to know that that experience is what kickstarted everything for me. After the months of healing it took for me to find my footing again and being genuinely happy with myself again, I vowed to never let anyone make me feel that way ever again. I took my power back. Then slowly but surely, I began to find my voice. I started speaking up for myself and voicing my opinions. And you know what? That's when people started dropping like flies out of my life. I became strong within myself. I became confident in my words and my actions. So for the people who I let treat me this way and then left when I stepped into myself, I would like to say thank you. Thank you, because without you, I wouldn't have had the fast-acting courage I needed to rip myself away from that cycle. I'm uncovering new things about myself every single day. I'm starting to connect with my inner strength and find my inner beauty. It isn't always an easy or peaceful process. Sometimes we have to go through some pretty dark stuff in order to unearth these things about ourselves. Sometimes we literally have to hit rock bottom in order to make it to the top again. I have to admit, I'm so proud of where I am in my life right now. After years of choking down my words or having my emotions made to feel inadequate, it feels so freeing now. I'm actually allowing myself to meet new parts of me. I'm welcoming the unknown. I'm letting myself in, and I finally feel like I'm taking the right steps to live the life I was meant to live. Now I want to do something a little different with this season. I want you guys to think about a time in your life where you truly found yourself, or a time when you overcame something big. Nothing is too small or too silly. If you're here and listening, that means you did it. Find comfort in that. I want you guys to think of something that filled you with the warmth of being proud of yourself. If, and only if, you are comfortable with it, I want you to share it with me. I would love to hear about your success stories, and if it's all right with you, I'll pick one story every 2 weeks to share with my listeners. Now, for my people who are scared or questioning this, it can remain completely anonymous, kept between just you and me. For those of you who don't know me, I keep my word. The reason I'm asking for these stories and wanting to share them is because there are countless people out there dealing with some of the same things that we are. So I feel like sharing these stories will help them feel less alone. It will give them something to relate to hold on to, until they can find it within themselves to make their own version of their success story. Now I know it's easier said than done, but just know there's someone out there rooting for you. There's someone out there that believes in you. I hope to hear from you all. Thank you for listening. This was Talk All Day with Miss Balde. Until next time.